Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee.
Hi, parents. It is Renee here. I'm so glad you are here for our first episode of 2023. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had enjoyable holidays. I know for some people, the holidays are really hard. For other people, they love the holidays. Regardless of where you sit or which camp you sit in, I hope you were able to have some time during the holidays to maybe reflect, be with yourself, find some joy, even if you are going through a tough time. Regardless, you made it. Here we are on January 2nd of 2023, and it's a new year. And the good news about that is we have choice. We always have choice in what tomorrow looks like, no matter what has happened in the past, right? The past, it's over. It's done. And so when we have one foot stuck in the past, it can be difficult to move forward to the future, even in the midst of those tough times. So if you're going through a hard time, you want to always acknowledge your feelings. You want to always feel what you're feeling and feel the emotions that you're feeling. Super important. But what is one thing you can do to find a little piece of joy every day, to do something you enjoy for yourself every day? On this episode, we're going to talk about the difference between commitment and motivation. And I have done a podcast on this previously because a lot of parents come to me and want to know, how can I get my kid motivated? And the answer is, you really can't. Like, there's things you can do to try to motivate them, but true motivation comes from inside. And that's why I want to focus on commitment. So I just read a new book. I picked up a new book for Christmas, actually for my son, who is like, you know, I don't like to read. And so I'm like, fine, I'll take it. I think it's awesome. I can't remember the name of it. I don't have it in front of me right now. But it's great because it has, every chapter is like really short. And so I was reading one of the chapters and it was about the 100% rule, which is something I hadn't heard of before. And there is a quote from Jack Canfield that says, 99% is a bitch, 100% is easy. And I thought that was really interesting. But the more I read about it, I'm like, that makes sense, right? It's easy to become unmotivated if we're not fully committed. So the idea, when you commit at 100% with clarity and with your energy and with intention, it's easier than committing 99%. And if you just take the example of losing weight, which probably most people have tried to do one time or another, or eating healthier, or getting support, whatever that is, if you're in it 99%, that's great, but it's that 1% that gets us stuck because it's the 1% that allows those excuses to pop in. I already know it. I studied enough. I'm too tired. It's going to be too crowded. Say you're trying to go, thinking about going to the gym, whatever that may be. It's the 1% that gives us stuck. And so if you're committed to something 100%, then when the motivation piece or the excuses come in, they don't have that impact because you're in there. You've got clarity. You've got intention. You've got commitment. You've got your energy in that space. Now, it's really hard to commit 100% to a lot of tasks. So I think the easier piece here would be to say, what is one thing that you have been putting off, that you've maybe been making excuses for? You know, we all do it, but it's something that's nagging at you. Like, you really, really want to do it. So for teenagers, that might be, if we can have this conversation with them, and say, what is one thing you can commit to 100%? And that might be getting a C in math or getting your college applications done or making new friends. If you can commit 100% to one thing, you get the feeling of what that means. And then when you're not motivated, it's okay because you're committed. Motivation piece falls by the wayside. And so as a parent and as a person, what is something that you have been putting off that you would really like to do for you or for your teen? Does your teen need extra support? Have you been pushing it off and saying it's too much money, they don't have time or something? Have you been putting off getting some extra support yourself, right? As parents, it's really easy to put off getting support for ourselves because as parents, we're natural givers and we put everyone else first. But sometimes sometimes it's just as important to invest in yourself. And the reason I'm bringing this up now is because this month I'm going to be launching a parent program for parents, and I'm super excited about the topics. A lot of times as parents, it's like, you know, I don't want to do anything for myself. I don't have time. But then I go back to that 100% rule. If you know that you need support for yourself or that you want support for yourself. So parents, as you think about your 2023, what is working for you that you want to hold on to and keep doing? What's working for your teens and your family that you want to keep going with, that it is working? What isn't working? We all have things that aren't working for us, right? No judgment whatsoever. So what are those things that aren't working for you that you might like to focus on, but perhaps you've been putting off? Mindset matters. What do you want to let go of? Is there something in 2023 that you want to let go of? Maybe it is self-judgment, being more compassionate with yourself, having a better relationship with your teens or your partner or your spouse or your friends. And so the question is, what do you want to let go of? What are you willing to let go of? But more important, what are you committed to letting go of or taking charge of? Is your mindset where you want it to be? Rank yourself from 1 to 10. 1 is not at all and 10 is 100%. I'm good to go. How is your connection with self? 1 is I don't like or believe or trust in myself. So many parents feel that way. And 10 is I've done all the work and I'm confident where I am, which is awesome. How is your connection with your kiddos, right? 1 is not good at all and 10 is great. How's your connection with your spouse or your partner? When I launch this group, it's really about you, but anything you do for yourself is an investment in your kid. And the truth is that mindset matters. Mindset matters so much because it's the difference between the things we do and the things we don't do. It's a difference between how we talk to ourselves and how we talk to others, how we think about ourselves, how we interpret situations, assumptions we might be making. Mindset matters. When we commit to something at 100%, we're doing so with clarity and energy that 99% just doesn't provide. Oh my gosh, when I read that, I was like, whoa, that is mind-blowing, right? Now, that doesn't mean if you commit to something 100% and you fall short, maybe something came up and, you know, you just didn't do it. That's okay. That's not a fail. If you're committed 100%, you'll just get up the next day and get it done, right? And you won't beat yourself up because the commitment is still there, but you're not going to keep pushing it off. And those excuses aren't going to keep impacting those things that you're committed to. And so this month, I'm going to be launching a parent group that is for parents. You are the most important person and role model in your child's lives. And yes, in my business is Teen Esteem Academy, and I love working with teens on teen self-esteem. I think it's the root of most challenges, but I also love working and supporting parents and of teens and tweens. And I think it's equally important because parents often just put themselves by the wayside, but really it is a gift that you're giving your kids. And so if self-reflection takes you to a place of you wanting to invest in you, please reach out to me and let me know you're interested. Maybe things aren't quite where you'd like them to be in whatever area. Maybe you've been thinking about making a change for a while, but it's scary. Maybe you feel a little icky on the inside and you recognize that you and even your loved ones deserve more. Maybe there are some connection gaps in your life with yourself or with others that you'd like to lessen, or maybe you just like to level up a notch. And so if any of this resonates with you, make sure you reach out to me because this coaching group for parents is going to be empowering. It's going to be powerful and it's going to be relevant. And your energy level is going to shift as long as you take action. It's almost impossible for that not to happen. Now, this is not one of my free offerings. It will require an investment, but the value is going to be priceless. Anytime you invest in yourself, you are investing in your family. And just to give you a sneak peek, some of the topics that we will be covering are...
First week of our call is going to be the benefits to moving past your safety net. It's easy to get really comfortable and not make change, even if you feel like you know something has to change. So this is going to be about moving past your safety net. The second call we're going to do, it's called the AIR process, and it's about coaching your gremlins and kind of disempowering some of those core feelings of inadequacy. Everybody has gremlins. It's that little voice that kind of sits on your shoulder and whispers in your ear that you're doing something wrong, or you're not a good parent, or no one likes you, or you're just not a good person, right? So we're going to disempower those core feelings of inadequacy so that you feel better about you. And so you can live the life that you deserve, because you are actually more than a parent. Remember that you are also a person, and you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to do some things for yourself. And call number three, actually three and four, but probably going to do it 3 week chunks. And we're going to talk about the five big energy blocks. And these are the obstacles that actually prevent you from accessing that good, productive energy. Our energy either works for us or against us. It's anabolic or catabolic. Those scientific names are not important, but our thoughts are energy. And there are five big energy blocks. Some of those blocks are outer and some of those are inner. But the knowledge and awareness of recognizing not only what the energy blocks are, but how they're actually showing up in your life is super powerful, because that's when we make positive change. My whole life shifted when I started using these tools at the beginning of my coaching journey. And I'm super excited to share this with parents. We're going to do down the line calls. We have two calls on dynamic communication. Really powerful stuff that is literally life-changing. And so I'm super excited to share this with parents. I share some of this with teens when I coach them a little bit differently. But these topics specifically are more geared towards parents and towards you as a person. So if this sounds something you'd like you'd be interested in, please reach out, because again, investing in yourself is investing in your kids and your family, and you are the most important person in your child's life. You are number one. You are the number one role model, and we want your child to and children to for you to be their safe place to fall, for you to be the one that they come to when times are tough. Kids will come up with any excuse to not share, right? And if they don't feel like seen, heard, and valued, and if that connection is missing, then they will shut down and go elsewhere to have their issues resolved. And that's something that we don't want of our teenagers, right? We want them coming to you because you are the most important person in their life. But sometimes we have to do a little work on ourselves to get ourselves to a place where we really believe in ourselves and we feel good about who we are and feel good about how we're showing up. And so I just wanted to put that out there as this first call of 2023 and encourage you as a parent to reflect over the past year, reflect kind of where you are, where your kids are, where you want to be, and that commitment piece. Is there something that you have been putting off that you would love to do? And now is the time to make that 100% commitment so that motivation and excuses and all that stuff doesn't get in the way. Does that make sense? And so that's that. And yeah, so if you have any interest in this, let me know. If your teens are struggling, you know, and if they need some extra support, that's what I do. I talk to teens every single day and tweens on boosting self-esteem and self-worth and helping them to get to the place where they believe in themselves, because teens are very impacted by the outside world, especially because social media is 24/7. And I do share a lot of these tools with kids. I teach them about energy. I teach them about thoughts. I teach them about choice, the choices that they have and how they show up. And it's super powerful and it works. And so, yeah, so if you have any questions, if you would like to have a conversation, if you want more information, reach out, because it's what I do and I love it. And stay tuned for more podcasts. I've got a lot more topics in the works. This was just kind of an intro to kind of what's some changes that are coming up in 2023. And I also will be launching a teen group. Have a good day, parents. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.